there, mateys. Welcome back to the SS. I just had a terrible thought. SS in this case stands for super ship.
Hello there, silly sailors.
The only podcasting naval vessel on the internet.
Yeah.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we will be your onboard entertainment for this voyage. Oh, God. Why do we do this? Orion, yeah. Last week we talked about our pal Eris.
Yes.
Eris Cousins. He's a devoted listener. He draws porn of things. Mm-hmm. He drew porn of my secret project, which made me feel great because did you not see your eyes just widen?
Motherfucker. How did I miss that?
I don't know what is... Okay, here's the thing. When you go to our forum, if there are posts in any of the subforums that you have not read, the little piece of paper icon shows up as white instead of gray.
Yes.
Orion swears that somehow he has the one magical account where this doesn't happen. So he never... It does happen, though, when there are new messages in the episode's threads.
Yes.
Which is why he only reads those, because he never knows when anybody posts anything anywhere else. I think this has to be your eyes.
Oh, man.
It doesn't make any sense that you're the one user who this doesn't work for.
Oh. Unless that a thing? Like being colorblind to gray?
Maybe. Unless I'm the only one it does work for and everybody else just doesn't complain. I don't know. But anyway, so there was a new... He made a post in the thread about my secret project, which is a game, which I announced last week. And there's a character in the game, the main character, and he made porn of her shoving a gem up her cooter.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the
awesome.
Polite term.
Cooter.
For ladies' genitalia. Yeah. Anyway, last week he said that he was wearing his Idgehat shirt, and naturally, ladies were hitting on him.
Naturally.
As they do. And he said he isn't into girls. And I was like, wow, we got a gay black.
Yeah, I never knew.
Because he's also black. And I was super excited about having a gay black listener because that means at that point, like you're pretty good. You know, you can do whatever you want. if you're okay with a gay and a black and they're the same person, then you have pretty much free license to do whatever it is you want.
Say anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now he says that he is into girls, but then he also says he didn't say he wasn't gay.
Yes.
So he's just completely, I don't know what he's talking about. Are you bi then? Is that what you're saying?
It must be.
Are you bi?
Just say you're bi. Don't fucking
quit playing games with my heart. Okay?
God damn.
Stop it. Ugh. He raises me up.
Yep.
He builds me up just to smash me down. This emotional abuse has got to stop. Speaking of things we talked about last week, we talked a little bit about summer movies, and you said you saw God Bless America.
Yes.
I saw it this week.
Yes!
This is 2 weeks in a row I'm having this cigarettes going out problem. I'm getting too long-winded. There you go.
All right. And your thoughts?
I enjoyed it.
Oh, no. What?
I enjoyed it, but... I don't... It's not a huge but.
All right.
I'm not sure exactly how I feel about it. Like you mentioned the, which is a kind of a funny thing to have a problem with, but you mentioned the part where they talked about people they wanted to kill and they said people who listened to the Green Days.
Yes.
How, I guess,
I got where they were going.
I wonder what we're supposed to take away from it.
Yeah.
Like I don't think anybody involved with making the movie really thinks it's a good idea to go out on a killing spree.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they thought, you know, this is totally justified. These people going out and killing people. So I don't think you were ever supposed to take that away from it, but I wonder how much you're really supposed to sympathize with them and how much you're supposed to think like these people have been driven to the edge or whatever,
yeah,
but they're still hugely flawed or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I kind of understood some of the reasons they wanted to kill people,
mm-hmm,
but others I didn't really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was hard for because you kind of want to just go with it and be like, yeah, fuck all those people that they're killing. Like you want the movie to feel that way.
Yes.
Because it's fantasy, it's escapism, and sometimes, yeah, I'd love to shoot a guy in the face, mm-hmm, just for being a dick. But some of it made me, I don't know, kind of This is oversaying what I mean. I was going to say uncomfortable, but it makes it sound like I was sitting there going, I don't know about this movie. And it didn't bother me. It just, I don't know.
Was it kind of like what I was saying? Like
sort of, but it wasn't the Green Day thing. Like
it kind of takes you out of the element. Like, oh, these guys are just their own people. I can't relate anymore. And they have their own issues. What are they doing? Why would you shoot somebody in the face for that? Oh,
I guess like
ruined
that same scene where they're talking about people they want to kill. The girl wants to kill people who high five.
Yes.
Like, what's high wrong five? With high fiving?
It's but I got it. You know, like the people that really like there's this guy I work with. He high fived me. I'm not kidding. Like 18 times today.
Okay, that's...
I walk away, I go do some shit, I come back to the back room where he works. What's going on, Orion? And the arm's up again.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's fine, but like a celebratory high five, like that's different. That's like abusing the high five, like being a fucking dick. But just high fives? Like it sounds like you just want to kill happy people.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And it seemed like, but see, this might be the point. Like the point might have been to kind of like on one level, it works as this sort of escapism fantasy thing. Like we all want to do this sometimes, but none of us would. But there's also this level where it sort of points out that, you know, people are people. And
yeah, it must because all the shit they were saying, there's no way everybody can relate, you know, because we all have our little... Like me, I happen to like Green Day, fuck you. I happen to like high fives, fuck you. Well, they can't win us all over, Kyle.
It wasn't really a fuck you, like, it wasn't a fuck you feeling like, hey, I like high fives. This is now offensive to me. I wasn't offended. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
It just wasn't a good enough reason,
I guess.
Fucking kill somebody.
It was weird, and like, the girl, so the guy, there's this guy, he's, I don't know how old he's supposed to be, but kind of an older guy. And he's having these headaches and he gets diagnosed with a brain tumor and he just kind of snaps and he was going to kill himself. And then he's watching TV and he sees these horrible people on TV and he decides rather than kill himself, he'll go kill the bad people. Mm-hmm. And then he meets up with this girl because the first bad person he decides to kill is this girl he saw on basically My Super Sweet 16, who's complaining about how her parents got her the wrong fancy brand new car.
Yeah.
I forget what they got her, but she wanted an Escalade. Mm-hmm. And so he goes and he kills her in like the high school parking lot. And this other high school girl sees him and ends up tracking him down, I guess, based on the car he was driving. And they kind of hook up that way. And she tells him that I'm spoiling the shit out of this. Yeah, so you fuck are. Yourselves. There's no way to talk about this kind of stuff, though, without spoiling it. So fuck off. It's spoiled. So she tells him that her dad rapes her or something.
Every night.
Yeah. And like her mom doesn't do anything about it.
She's a crackhead or something.
Yeah. And so like that's how she convinces him to let her come with him because he's reluctant at first. He's like, I'm not going to take some high school girl around with me when I'm out killing people.
Yeah.
And she's all about the killing people stuff. Like she was totally psyched when he murdered this girl at her school. Later on, you find out that she was just lying because she's just psychotic.
Yeah.
And she, at one point in the movie, they're in a thrift store looking for new clothes because their clothes were completely bloody from murdering people. Oh, right. Okay. So he murders the high school girl for being just a total fucking cunt. Like they show lots of scenes where she's just being horrible. And one of the scenes they show is her dad on TV saying, like when she gets the wrong car and it makes her freak out, her dad's like, I screwed up. I failed. It's my job to make her happy and she's not happy. So I failed.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, while the girl is as fucked up as she is because of the parents,
mm-hmm.
it's still kind of heartbreaking and sort of sad to me. Like it's not because the parents are bad people. It's because the parents are clueless fucking idiots. Like they're trying in these situations. Sometimes maybe the parents are dicks, you know, like these rich parents raise these spoiled rich kids and it's because the parents were dicks. But the impression that I get is that it's not that the parents are dicks. It's that the parents have money and they want the best for their child. And so they want to give them things. They want to make them happy. You know, I probably couldn't have had an Escalade or whatever kind of fancy car when I was a kid, but I can do this for my daughter. So I'm going to. I want to give them the best life that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of clueless. It's not that they're dicks. And so it's kind of heartbreaking to hear the dad say, I failed.
Yeah.
I bought you this super fancy car and I love my kids so much. I can't say that she's being a bitch. It's me that failed. But after killing the high school girl, who's terrible, the girl he ends up hooking up with, like traveling around killing people with, convinces him to go kill her parents.
Yeah.
And that, like, again, it wasn't offensive. I'm not like, fuck this movie, but I felt like I was supposed to be like, yeah, these people deserve it too. Mm-hmm. And I didn't.
Yes.
Like, I felt kind of bad about the way that went down. Like, they just they just lost their daughter, who may be a huge bitch, but it's also their daughter. And now they're getting murdered for not knowing how to not... what did they do?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
So that kind of stuff. And the girl that he hooks up with, who's completely fucking nuts. Like, he was pushed to the brink. You know, that's kind of the impression you're supposed to get. Like, he goes on a couple rants about how horrible society is, how they get off on hurting each other and they don't care about other people. And they're just, everybody's a dick and everybody's only interested in themselves. And his neighbors, he can't get to sleep because of these awful headaches. And his neighbors are just being cunts and they won't shut the fuck up in the middle of the night. And they're constantly blocking him in and they act like it's a huge fucking deal to let him out. And then they blame it on him. Like, he should have parked somewhere where he couldn't get blocked in. Like, just everybody's a dick. His coworkers are dicks. He gets fired because he sent flowers to a woman's house to make her to cheer her up. Yeah. And she reported it as sexual harassment, even though like there's like a scene of them talking, like kind of talking to each other nicely. And he loans her a book that she wanted to read or something. Like, there's
what a bitch. Yeah.
As far as he can tell, they're like friends and he's kind of interested in her and he sends her flowers and he gets fired for sexual harassment. So just everybody's a dick. So he's kind of pushed to the edge. This high school girl is just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But they hook up and they go on killing sprees together. And then at one point she starts talking about how, like, she's almost offended that he doesn't want to bang her.
Yeah. I could have done without that.
And it, well,
Jesus,
it's not necessarily even that she wants him to bang her. It's just like, this is like, you know, their sexy criminal spree and it feels like it should be, you know, like, she
Why
gets
not?
This impression. Anyway, she says something to the effect of, like, I just wanted you to say I was pretty or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he won't do it. Like, she's asking, do you think I'm pretty? And he won't answer the question because he feels like that's immoral. She's a kid. At the end of the movie, major spoiler alert, they end up going out in a blaze of glory. They get gunned down by the cops. And right before that, he turns to her and he says, like, you're a very pretty girl. Mm-hmm. Like, this is this sweet gesture. He wouldn't have said it before because he thought it was immoral and he didn't want it to lead somewhere that he would have felt was immoral. But since they're both about to die, he'll give her this, you know?
Yeah.
But she's fucking nuts. Like, she's terrible. She's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
She just likes killing people.
When they were in the thrift store and she was talking about, what did she say? Like, would you marry me or some shit? You know, and it got kind of tense sexually. I had a very shameful boner at that point. And I could have done without it. And major spoiler alert. Like, the one thing I didn't want to mention because I thought I'd spoil it, that I didn't like about the movie, was their big thing was to, everybody was, what the fuck was that? It was like an American Idol type of show, and this guy comes on and he sings bad and everybody's making fun of him and they're mocking
him. Yeah, it's basically William Hung, that Asian guy that was on American Idol.
Like, and a lot of the end of the movie was based on, you know, fuck everybody that's mocking this kid that can't sing. He's just special needs or some shit.
Yeah, in the beginning of the movie, you see him, like, the guy, the main character, flipping through the channels. He lands on this American Idol type show, and they have this guy on doing his audition, and he's just terrible.
Yeah.
Can't sing at all. Seems completely unaware of how terrible he is. Like, he thought he might have had a chance. And this becomes, like, this viral thing. Everybody's talking about it at his work. People are watching YouTube videos of it. Everybody's laughing about it. It gets talked about on news shows and stuff.
Yeah.
The whole world, the whole country at least, is laughing at this guy. And the main character thinks this is terrible.
Yeah.
And then, like, later in the movie, you find out that the kid that they were making fun of tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
And now they're having him on, like, I don't know, the season finale of the show or whatever to do this big performance so people can laugh at him some more, mm-hmm. and so they can make themselves feel better for basically bullying him into suicide or attempted suicide. So, yeah, I just wanted to give the whole backstory on that.
But I just wouldn't, like, the hatred targeted those people that were laughing at him, uh-huh. and I didn't agree with it.
Yeah, I don't really either.
Who gives a shit, you know? Fuck that guy for
and
sucking, whatever.
And it's kind of funny, like, okay, I kind of feel the same way. Like, yeah. I don't think it's so fucking terrible to laugh at somebody.
It didn't
who goes
equate
on
to what I felt what the movie was about, like assholes and people that were so inconsiderate.
Well, it's because I don't think that it's right to blame somebody for somebody else's suicide or attempted suicide. Like, you can't be so, like, just verbally, just mm-hmm. you can't be so mean to somebody that they kill themselves. You can't, like, that's not equivalent to murder or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that that's fair. But also, at the end of the movie, the end of the movie is basically taking place at that performance that they set up for the guy who can't sing. Mm-hmm. And the main character gives this whole speech about how terrible it is that they bullied this guy to the point of suicide. And then the guy is, like, off on the side, and he speaks up and he says, "Hey, I didn't try to kill myself because they were being mean to me because they were laughing at me. I tried to kill myself because they weren't going to let me on TV anymore," which I think is funny. And that makes the main character decide to kill that guy,
yeah.
because now he's terrible, which I think he is kind of terrible. Like, oh, they won't let me on TV anymore. I'm going to try to kill myself. But it's
not on the same level.
Doesn't it, in a way, kind of absolve everyone else? Like, he wanted this. He yeah. liked all this attention.
Yeah.
So doesn't that make it kind of, like, okay in a way?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, it. So I don't know. The whole thing, it's weird. It's interesting. I do think it's a good movie. I do think it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
It's just not quite, I don't know. It's not quite the, I don't know how to put it, the, like, vicarious killing spree I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't find myself going, yeah, fuck those motherfuckers, as much as I thought I would.
Yes, same here. Same here.
But I did enjoy it, mm-hmm. and you should watch it. I went to a musical concert sort of thing last night.
Yes.
I haven't been to a live music event in a while. Roommate John invited me to go see this band that he likes and knows the members of, or at least one of the members of. It's a two-person band. There's a guy and a girl. The girl is the singer and the guy plays guitar. Mm-hmm. And they also have, like, a backing track of, like, electronic drums and various other supporting instruments and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was at this little bar, kind of in the hipstery area of town, East Town, for anybody who is around here.
Yeah.
And I agreed to go. This was days ago. And John was like, "Hey, do you want to go to this thing?" And I was like, "Okay, yeah, I could do that."
Yeah,
cuz you know I normally say no to everything.
Yep.
And I was like, "I should say yes to more things." And so I agreed to go to it. Then I completely forgot all about it. and last night, around the time that we should have been going to this thing, I was out walking to and from the gas station. And John comes out with his girl Shellbones, Shelby, and they're driving, mm-hmm. and they do a U-turn, which is completely illegal here, and pull up next to me, and they're like, "Hey, you still want to go to this thing?" And I'm like, "Oh, right."
Oh, shit.
Sorry. I felt like a dick because I completely forgot, and he had to come out looking for me.
Yeah.
But so then I got in the car and we went to this thing. I enjoyed myself. It was a little weird at first because, like, tons of people John knew were there.
Yeah.
Nobody I knew was there except for John and his fiance.
a little awkward, yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting around feeling a little awkward for a while, but then I had three beers and I haven't drank any alcohol in a while, so they hit me kind of hard. I didn't get wasted or anything, but I was feeling it. So then I was feeling pretty good, and then the music came on and it was pretty good. I was having a good time. But I'm not going to name the band.
Yeah.
Not because I don't want to promote them, but because I'm going to say some things that aren't that nice.
Oh no.
and they were great. Yeah, the music was good.
Yeah.
But they were the girl, the singer, mm-hmm. girl. Actually, both of them were doing this, but she was worse. They were dancing while they do their thing, which is cool. You know, you're getting into the music, but it was the kind of dancing.
Oh, no.
Like, you ever see somebody do something and you get embarrassed for them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it gives you that kind of cringy
you
feeling.
You want to hide in a hole.
Yeah. Like, oh, just stop doing that. That's how I felt about pretty much all of their dancing.
Oh, no.
And it's weird because I've definitely seen people do that kind of thing and been totally okay with it. Like, that looks right.
You can kind of tell, yeah, when they're just feeling the music.
Yeah.
And you can definitely tell when they're just being, like, they're not being cool.
I think
it's like, you're not cool, man.
I think it felt to me like they thought they were supposed to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gotta hate that shit.
And I don't know what I wanted them to do, you know? Like, because it would have been weird if they just stood there and played the guitar and sang into the microphone without moving. But they were doing all this crazy, like, dance. Like, I can't show the podcast listeners, but I can kind of show you. Like she's got the microphone and she's kind of, like, lifting one leg into the air and stomping it down.
Yeah.
And the guy was doing this weird, like, skipping in place thing almost, where he's, like, kind of bouncing and his feet are coming apart and going back together. And
yeah.
I don't know. It just looked really awkward. Like, how I imagine it would look if I tried to do it. So it's not that I think I could do better or anything, but it just was... And I think the fact that it was such a small venue and that they're a relatively unknown band.
Yeah.
So it's not like it was a stadium full of people who are super into them. It was a bar full of some people who were into them, but it was small. There wasn't a lot of energy to the crowd.
Yeah.
There was nothing akin to a mosh pit or anything like that. So I think that makes it more difficult to get away with that kind of stuff too.
Oh yeah.
Like if everybody was jumping around, slamming into each other, screaming and stuff, then I think you could get away with more goofy dancing than you can otherwise. But like when the bar is basically a bunch of people sitting around having their own conversations, drink, you can hear
motionless, like,
the clinking of ice between songs and a handful of people watching attentively. then you just look even weirder dancing around like crazy. Like, the music has taken hold of me.
But they don't do that.
Yeah, it's just weird. And I don't know. I don't really know what the alternative is.
It's like every act, every opening act, every band I've ever seen in concert. It's like, oh, who's this band? Everybody's talking, standing around while they're playing, but they're so fucking into themselves. Energy. Whoa. I can't even tell what they're saying. I didn't catch the band name. They've said it several times. Hey, whoa.
Yeah.
And they look ridiculous. They're always so fucking into whatever they're playing. I don't even know who you are.
I think
you look silly.
I think at least part of the thought process is that if I get really into it doing it, then people will get really into it listening to it. But I don't think that works because I think there are some people who are just so into music that it doesn't matter if they know it or if they've heard it before or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If there's music playing, they're into it and they want to dance. And it's usually crazy people. Mm-hmm. Like you'll go to a small venue like a bar or whatever, and there will be one weird old guy or old lady who's doing like crazy hippie dances. Like they should have little symbols on their fingers and thumbs.
They're right up there by the stage. Yeah.
There's usually like one or two insane people doing shit like that.
Yeah.
And there was a point, and this made me almost want to cry. This was like heartbreaking to me, which it probably wasn't to anyone else. But there was one point where some friend of theirs or fan of the band or whatever got up and started dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like one person. And then I think maybe two other girls joined them.
Yeah.
But it's like, again, it's like a whole bar full of people just sitting around with their drinks, maybe paying attention, maybe not paying attention. And then three crazy girls trying to dance.
Let's get the crowd going. Yeah, get them into it. No.
Come on, everybody. What? No?
Everybody's already extremely judgmental when they hear a band they don't know. They don't know the people. They don't know the band. They've never heard them. They're not going to go along with any act of, you know, let's get it. Let's get this going. Yeah. I like this energy. Get it flowing.
For me, at least, if it's a band I've never heard before, like, I can't get it. Well, I don't get into it that way really anyway, but I can't get into it like that. Like I can be sitting there appreciating it, maybe bobbing my head a bit and getting into it as much as I can, but I'll never be like standing on my feet, hooting and hollering, dancing around, linking hands with people I've never met before and going, yeah, this is the best show of my life. It'll never happen.
Yeah. It's like when my brother was playing and I was at his show It was the same thing. People were talking while he was playing. And I, his brother, wasn't going to dare, like, this is my brother. Fuck y'all. I'm gonna headbang. I love his music. No way. I just stood there still because I knew that would make him look even worse if I was, who's that? Oh, that's his brother.
Yeah,
fucking loves his music.
Yeah, people think they're helping when they do that. Yeah. When they're like, they think it's going to be like a scene in a movie, like starting a slow clap.
Yeah.
You know, like the one person stands up and goes.
I love when that never works.
And the rest of the audience stands up and does the same thing, and it turns into this standing ovation. That's what they think is going to happen when they get up and start dancing. They're like, all right, I'll be the first one. I'll get this going.
Yep.
And then the whole fucking bar will be jamming out, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
But it never works that way, especially in a bar, because this was just a bar. Like, there was a show going on, but it's also just a bar.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't a concert venue.
Yeah.
You know, people weren't necessarily there to see the band.
Exactly.
Some people were just there to drink, and there happens to be a band. And so it's like, it would be kind of rude if you had a concert at a venue and people had to buy tickets and stuff and show up, and then they're just ignoring you.
Yeah.
But this is just a bar. Like, some of the people weren't there for you. And so there are going to be people who just... they might even be like overhearing and liking your music. They might start paying attention, but they're not going to be as into you as you would like.
Some would feel inconvenienced.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this noise.
Yeah. Some people some people might have just came out because this is their favorite bar. And then they're like, oh, there's a band tonight.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I don't want to go anywhere else. Fine. I'll stay here. And maybe they don't even like your shit because that's not why they're there. I don't know. I don't know. I just thought it was funny, the dancing.
Yeah.
The dancing was funny to me because I really did enjoy the music, but the dancing made me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I think the solution to that is, because I guess you could get like the female singer took the microphone like handheld. She didn't have it in a mic stand or whatever. And she's doing these crazy dances. And maybe I would have thought it was less ridiculous if she'd like left it in the mic stand and did that thing where you put like both hands on the microphone.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of dance in place. You can kind of like rock around to the music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get pretty into it and pretty, you can move with the song and stuff, but not look like you're, I don't know, from some weird 80s video about hip hop dancing or something.
Ugh. I can't watch that shit because the whole time I'm constantly thinking about what they're doing. Nobody's moving, and I feel uncomfortable. I'm not moving. I'm not into it. I don't like their dancing. Why? All these questions go through my head. I'm thinking all this unnecessary shit when I should just be like kicking back and jamming with them, you know? But no.
If it was me up there on stage doing that dancing, I wouldn't be able to keep it up. Like, I might not even be able to finish the set. Like, I'd start doing the dancing and realize how, like, I would feel ridiculous dancing around like that while people sit and drink.
Yeah.
And I might even get so embarrassed that I wouldn't be able to get through it. So props to them for, you know, I feel like it does take a certain amount of bravery to just keep doing that.
Oh, yeah.
To just keep going out and playing these little venues where people aren't necessarily there to see you. I think that takes a certain amount of bravery. I'm not talking shit about the band, but the dancing has to stop.
Yeah.
Or at least, I don't know, if there are lessons you can take for stage dancing. I don't know. After that, we went to a place called Yesterdog. Which you are familiar with.
Oh, yeah, but that very famous hipster joint.
Yeah, every once in a while, I like to mention, I did this drunkenly last night, I like to mention that in the movie American Pie, there's a restaurant they go to called Dog Days.
Mm-hmm.
That is based on Yesterdog.
Yeah.
That is basically supposed to be Yesterdog, which is this huge, it's this hot dog place that's totally hipster central.
Mm-hmm.
And people go there drunk in the middle of the night.
It's like the Mac in Saved by the Bell. Yeah. Everybody just goes there.
Guess, oh, you're here? Hey.
I guess kind of.
Yeah.
And the place looks like it's been eaten by termites. Because they have these like brown painted wood paneled walls and everybody carves shit into them.
Yeah.
And so if you're not like, if you don't look at it closely and you don't realize that it's all writing, it looks like it's been eaten by termites. And they're weird. There's like this bulletin board full of pictures of people wearing Yesterdog t-shirts at like world monuments. Like there's a picture of two people wearing Yesterdog t-shirts in front of the Great Pyramid. They're like, there are a few pictures like that of people at like these I don't, there might have been like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Oh, I don't know.
Jesus.
Anyway, so we went there. I had three ultra dogs.
Yeah.
Which were pretty good. And then we went home. And on the way home, we talked about, I forget why we were talking. It was the funniest thing to us in the world at the time.
Oh, no.
And it's not funny now, really. But what was it? Something pickle. I posted about it on my Facebook.
Oh, that's what that was. Jesus.
Yeah. What was, do you remember what it was that I said?
Oh.
Something pickle. This is not important, but now that I brought it up, I have
you
to.
You have to read.
I have to say what it was. I got to look it up. It was so funny to me last night. And I knew even at the time that it wasn't going to be funny to me anymore today. What was it? Premium pickle. Oh, that's right. Okay. So the hot dogs had like relish on them or whatever.
Yeah.
And John's girlfriend, like they wrapped them in like wax paper. And so after I ate all my hot dogs, John's girlfriend was grabbing some of the relish and eating it, I think. Yeah. And she was calling it remnants. And then she said something about it being premium pickle. And then I said something about premium pickle sounding to me like a pay channel for gay porn. And then for some reason I said totes gay. I don't remember why, but that became the slogan of premium pickle. So then we were talking about like shows you would see on premium pickle. And after, like John would say like something that would be like a show on premium pickle. And then I would go premium pickle totes gay. And we did okay, that the okay. whole way home.
Jesus.
And it was the funniest thing in the world to me.
That's even funnier. Just picturing this little car on this massive planet driving around last night with this conversation taking place in it. Just eruptions of laughter.
Somewhere out there, there's an advanced alien civilization that has no idea about that conversation. They're out there deciding whether to nuke us or not. And I'm having a conversation that consists almost entirely of me going, premium pickle, totes gay, and then laughing and laughing. It was good times, though. I was glad I did it.
Yeah.
And I usually would say no to stuff like that. So I really do think that I need to stop saying no to things so often. And that's it for that. That's what I did last night. I had the rest of the week off.
Yeah.
Well, I had yesterday and today I had to work, but I had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off from work.
Nice.
So I did some work on my secret project. It's coming along slowly but surely. There's an enemy in it now called a lurchin. It's this little spiked guy that walks around. So that's kind of cool.
Creepy legs.
So the secret project is coming along. I did some lines for John Paul's radio drama this week.
Man.
I did the announcer part.
It'd be so pointless to play that, but
I'm not going to play
God.
It. But I did. He gave me my lines.
Yeah.
And I did
at least
five,
explain what you did. Yeah.
I did five takes of each line. I did like the announcer part. So it's like next time on or welcome back to whatever. I did five takes of each line. And the last two of each line were sillier.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first ones were like,
for example,
the drama, the show he's doing is called Welcome to the NHK. So like the first couple readings would be like, next time on Welcome to the NHK, you know, just pretty standard.
Straightforward, yeah.
And then the last two of each take or the last two takes of each line would have been like, next time on Welcome to the NHK.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He said he liked them, but I don't know which takes he's using. Yeah. So I have no idea if it's going to be like the crazy, goofy, over the top announcer voice or just regular old next time. But so that's happening.
Cool.
He posted up a work in progress with like a couple scenes from it. And I tried to listen to them and I had no idea what the fuck was going on. I couldn't follow it, but it might've just been cause they were out of order.
What if they're not? And it's just like,
it just is some crazy shit and I can't follow it at all. I could not tell what the hell was going on. There was like a female robot or something. Maybe not. I don't know. There was a girl involved.
He put a lot of work into this, Kyle.
It sounded good. I just didn't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's basically my week.
All right.
That's what's going on with me.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I saw that post he put up. He's like, hey, there's a clip from this show. And I knew I could have listened to it, and I probably should have. But I knew I'd play it and go, I don't like anime, so fuck this.
Oh.
Hey,
do you really not like anime, though? Or do you just... are you? Because there's a difference between not being an anime boy and not liking anime. Because there is some anime that I like. I'm just not an anime boy. Like, I don't get I don't follow it.
Yeah.
I don't get excited for a new show about magical schoolgirls.
Maybe it's just me and I haven't watched enough, but I've talked about this. They always, every anime I've ever seen has a good guy and the bad guy is always this, like, it always reminds me of a fucking nerd bully that's a nobody at school, but he feeds off of the shyness or the shortcomings of some poor fuck that has no friends as well. I don't know, like, you'll never defeat me, blah, 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 blah. I have this, I'll show you. Oh, no, you have that? You're going to show me? That kind of shit.
Isn't that like, I don't know exactly what you're saying. It sounds like you just don't like villain archetypes. Like, isn't that like comic books and cartoons?
It must be.
Everything? Like,
every
that's not like an anime specific thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just like everything.
It's just that, and it's partly the voices. That might just be it, that they have the American voices that play.
Some of them are really bad.
But it's just what they're saying. Anyway, God.
You'll never defeat me?
You'll never defeat me. That's like this superpower.
That's like everything. That's like Ninja Turtles. That's like...
Yeah, that's true.
G.I. Joe. That's fucking...
I'm the Shredder.
Every superhero thing.
Yes. That's true. That's in every fucking cartoon I've ever seen as a kid. All the villains, yes.
But I only hate it when the Japs do it.
Even fucking Denver the Last Dinosaur. I watched an episode.
Were there villains in Denver the Last Dinosaur?
Just, yeah, there was like this one bad guy. And this fucking show. It was like a bad guy that they could easily avoid if they just didn't bump into him. But they always bump into him and he's always doing stupid shit. Like he's, what the fuck was it? I don't know. But he's got like these henchmen that are like punky looking, you know? Punk rockers. And yeah, like you were saying, the bad guy's always like, I have this new weather altering device and I'm gonna make it snow. Oh no, what are we gonna do? You know, I'm fucking awesome. I have this thing.
I think Captain Planet is the worst for villains.
Oh, fuck,
because
yes.
I think most 80s and 90s cartoon shows, and probably still, the villains have like no real motivation. Like,
yes.
They're just angry, I guess.
Yes.
And they just do things because they're evil. But Captain Planet has to be the worst. Like, there were guys in Captain Planet who just liked polluting shit. They just liked it.
They're just assholes.
They just wanted to fuck shit up.
Yes.
It's not like, okay, I want to dump all of this sewage into the river because it's so much cheaper and so much better for my bottom line.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I want to make sewage. That's my main export is sewage.
Yes.
I want to make it specifically to pollute this river because fuck this river.
Oh.
That's like what they existed for.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't have like some factory that makes something useful but happens to produce a toxic byproduct.
Yeah.
They would have a factory that produces toxic products.
Yeah. And how was that educational? I don't know. I guess I don't like pollution. Yeah. Ooh. That reminds me of Rainbow Bright as well. The bad guys, Murky and what the fuck was his name? They just hated colors.
Yeah.
And even as a fucking child, I didn't understand. That what? Fucking Rainbow Bright and her fucking colors. Urgh! What's wrong with I don't know. I never understood their motive.
Yeah,
it was just hated colors.
They didn't have
that's it.
They never had motives back then. Like, it wasn't necessary.
Fucking ridiculous. That's even worse than anime.
I don't know where that comes. I don't know if that comes from like old war propaganda. You know, like even the Nazis weren't literally just evil. Like, they thought they were trying, like, they were completely misguided, but they thought they were trying to do a good thing, kind of, in a way.
Ultimately.
Like, somehow in their head, they had spun it that way. It wasn't just like, I'm so mad, let's kill a bunch of people. How about Jews? You know, they thought that the Jews were responsible for all of this horrible shit, so let's get rid of Jews so we can have a better life or whatever. You know, there's something, some kind of motivation.
Yes.
But for propaganda purposes, you would just spin it as though they're fucking monsters with like fangs and shit.
Yep.
So I don't know if it comes from that, like just like wartime propaganda, and then that kind of spreads, and so you create one-dimensional villains in your fiction. I don't know, but definitely all those old cartoons had villains who just were villains for the sake of villainy.
Yeah. God. So. Oh, God damn. I really shouldn't say I dislike anime. I just haven't seen enough. everything I've seen, I disliked, but I'll give it a chance, you know. I don't know.
Fuck. Anyway. Well, there's a lot to hate in anime. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of just shitty anime out there.
But I'm always curious because I was super into Robotech as a child. I bought a toy and it came with a VHS tape that I watched over and over, and I fucking loved it.
I don't think I ever really watched Robotech as a kid, but I probably would have liked it.
I don't know. I rewatched it. It's pretty fucking dumb. But anyway, sorry.
So what's up with you this week? Any baby talk?
Fuck you, Cal. There's always something. Real quick.
Okay.
I've noticed that if I sing to the little guy, he tries to sing.
I love that you call him the little guy.
He sings back. He doesn't actually sing, but he tries. Uh-huh. And he's been rocking back and forth. And this just happened overnight. He's never done this.
He loves music.
Just, wow, I don't know when it was, but
what
out
do
of
you
the blue,
sing to him?
Out of the blue, I just walked into the room and I'm like, Leland, the last dinosaur, he's my friend and a whole lot more.
Ooh, friends and with benefits.
And he's going, oh, man. He's just like, yeah. He's not even saying yeah. He's just he rocking back and forth, loving it. Yeah.
Was he harmonizing with you?
No. He was trying, but, and he does this thing. This is cute as fuck, Kyle, I'm telling you. He uses his pointer finger. He's still small as shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's so small. And he can't talk. He can't crawl. He uses his pointer finger to touch things. Just he'll observe and just kind of touch it, whether it's me, his toys. He doesn't slam them anymore. I was holding him and I showed him our modem because it was blinking and he thought that was kind of cool. He's looking at it. So I put him closer to it and he went to hit it like, and he stopped and the pointer finger came out and he slowly went down and just touched it like, what is this device? It's fucking cute. I don't know. That's all the baby talk for this week. All
right. So what else is up? Did you find that spider?
No. Fucking no more bites though. No bullshit. Okay. Anyway.
Well, the spider heard you talking shit. He was like, all right, I'm sorry.
Maybe he made the mistake of crawling into Leland's mouth and he ate it. I don't know. It's over. It's over. There's a new policy at work. Every once in a while, they have these things called safety topics and we all sign them. You're probably familiar.
Okay.
But they're bullshit. Nobody ever reads them because it's like, hey, you'll skim through it and it's like proper usage of a box cutter. It's dumb. Okay, I'll sign it. You're basically saying, I know how to use a box cutter. I won't fuck it up. All right, here we go.
Do not use on face or wrists.
Yeah, proper lifting, all this shit. And they have to, every year, they have to have you re-sign this saying, yes, I know what I'm doing, you know.
Do not lift with face or wrist.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had another one, and we all signed it, but nobody read it until afterwards. And we go, oh shit, what did we just sign? There's a new policy at my work. If we see a child standing in a cart, we have to, and we signed this, we have to go to the parent and tell them to have their kids sit down.
Oh boy.
Fuck me.
This is just a recipe for good times.
I'm not going to do it. No fucking way. That's the dumbest fucking thing. Why didn't I read this thing?
Excuse me, ma'am. I'd just like to take a moment to tell you how to raise your children.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Who's gonna do that? I mean, there's certain people I work with that will, yes. Yeah. They go up to the kids dribbling basketballs. Excuse me, you can't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, you haven't paid for it yet, and you're getting it all dirty.
You're getting enjoyment out of a product you haven't purchased. That's like theft.
Yeah, fucking old people. Oh, man, or you can't try on those Halloween masks, you know? Why not? I'm trying to make a choice here.
Because you might give somebody AIDS.
Yeah. Because you're young and you're having too much fun. And you look like you're up to no good. I don't know. But yeah, so no fucking way I'm going to ever approach anybody. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing my job and that's it. Leave me the fuck alone.
Best case scenario, you embarrass a parent.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best case scenario. They're embarrassed that they did not make their kid sit down. Yeah. So you make your customers feel bad. Worst case scenario, they fucking flip out.
Yeah.
Because you're telling me how to raise my kid. Mind your own damn business.
Exactly.
I pay your salary.
Yep.
Well, oh, fucks.
The only thing I would ever say, I guess, if a kid's hanging out of a cart, I'd be like, whoa, somebody's kid's about to fall out of a cart. You know, that'd be me.
What's the point? I assume it's a safety thing. You know, like
it's a liability.
It's dangerous. Yeah.
And
how
we have
could
to
it be?
Take part in it. Like we've been. There's been so many lawsuits. I don't know.
Have there been? Like,
it can't be.
What do you say when you file that lawsuit? What are you suing for? Well, their carts didn't make it literally impossible for my child to stand in it and thus fall out.
How do you win that case? Yeah. Jesus.
I don't know.
There was nothing printed on the cart. Wait, yes, there was. Every cart has that, you know, the X over the kid.
Mm-hmm. That little
upside down.
Because it's got that part that's like a seat for really small kids, and it's got that flap, right?
Yeah.
And that's where that information is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know what their mission is. Jesus. There's, you know, that issue where they were splitting up couples?
Uh-huh.
This head union guy came up to me the other day. He was seeking me out, you know, because he knew I was involved with this bullshit. And he found me and he's like, hey, he's talking to me. He's like basically saying, hey, the issue is resolved. So it was resolved like a week ago. So if they give you any more crap, you give me a call. All right. And he's just going like couple to couple. Like if they tell Aldi or I that we have to go to a different department, I'm supposed to call them and be like,
a different department.
Dad, they're being mean.
A different department or a different part of the department?
Different department altogether. And I told him.
But they haven't done that, have they?
They haven't done that. I told him, you know, I'm not the one you really need to talk to because they haven't really done anything to us. We're good. But some of the other people, they're fucking with their, like, you have to go to this department that's third shift and you and your partner, wait, you share a car? We don't give a shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That it's really fucking with them. That's gonna fuck them over big time. So, but today these couples, like I stocked the shelves, but there's these couples that work together in the receiving area, which is the back room area right by where I work and gather my shit. And they come up to me today, and they're telling me about how they're being told to do this, and they're gonna have to go to this other department, and I felt like such a douche. I'm like, I had to tell him, look, this is what this union guy said to me. He said it was resolved. If there's a problem, to give him a call. So I'm going to go to the big douchey union board with all this douchey information for whiny assholes. And I'm going to get this number for you and I'll give it to you. And that's what I did. And they were so upset. And I felt like a tool. Like I'm go union.
What were they upset about?
They're being told that they're getting split up and they didn't know about it. Like, and they were like, basically, have they done this to you and Aldi, Orion? Because they're doing it to us. I have to go to this other department. This is bullshit. And like nobody had told them this was going to happen until now. And I had to tell them, well, this is what this union guy said to me. You know, I've known about it for like a month. You know, where the fuck were you? So I had to step in.
I don't know if I just spaced out for a second and missed something you said, but I still don't understand. So the union guy came up to you and said, don't worry about it. It's no longer an issue.
Yeah. If anything happens.
And then told you to go tell.
No. He gave me the information and then I.
And then you went and just told.
And then
other people.
Yeah. They were whining to me that they had to, like, I have to go to another department. This is bullshit, Orion. And I had to tell them what I had, that
the
like,
good
I
news.
Had, I had already known, yeah. And it's been resolved, apparently. So
they were just upset that nobody told them? What were they upset
they
about?
Were upset.
Because that sounds like good news to me.
They were upset because even though I guess it's been resolved, they were still being told they have to go to a different department. It's all kinds of bullshit.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Well, it sounds like they need to talk to a union steward.
Yeah, fucking gay. I need a haircut, Kyle.
Okay.
Badly. It's getting out of control. I was being made fun of today at work.
Really?
Somebody called me Fry from Futurama. Oh.
Well, you do spike it up in the front.
But it's so fucking long. And I'm trying to think of what I want to get. And we have this like brosive thing going on in the grocery department where I work, and everybody wants to get the mohawk.
Okay.
But I'm afraid, because I know that's against policy,
if we all do it, they can't fire all of
us. Yeah.
Actually, they probably could.
They'll do something. Yeah, you go ahead and come in. We'll just send you home, you know.
It would not actually be that big a deal. I mean, it would suck for them to fire everyone all at once because they'd have to pull people from other departments, get people to come in on their days off who don't normally work grocery and try to train them to work grocery, but they could do it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what to get because I don't know about you, but I fantasize about just shaving my fucking head clean. Like
you fantasize bald. About that?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have to fuck with it. I've been spiking my hair too long. I've been dicking around with it. Just, you know, I'm done. But I look in the mirror for like 5 minutes trying to imagine what it would look like.
Trying to picture yourself full on chickless.
It would not look good at all. I would look like, I don't know, with these earrings and my face. Just, it's like my...
I think the earrings actually would make it worse.
It would make it worse. I'd because look so fucking goofy.
With the hair, the earrings, like... Because the hair sticks off your head a certain amount, it like kind of minimizes the effect of the earrings. But if you had just the smallest possible version of your head, now the earrings look like cartoonish because Orion has big gauged ears.
Yes. And I've seen that look before, like shaved head, gauged ears.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks okay if the guy is kind of meaty and built.
Okay.
Like, whoa, look at this badass. Don't mess with that guy. But not me. No, I'm kind of thin, and it wouldn't work. I just look alien.
I think somehow, I mean, I know why the baldness would lead to this, but somehow I feel like the gauged ears combined with the baldness would somehow make you seem more cancery.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because for some reason the gauged ears make it seem like you're fashion conscious, and so... A fashion-conscious person would deliberately have no hair. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but something about it makes it seem like if you were just bald, I might think cancer?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you were bald with gauged ears, I'd be like, cancer.
What is with that? Some people shave their heads. It's like, whoa, look, you look badass today. Hello, how are you? But others, it's like, whoa, does so-and-so have cancer? They just look like something's wrong. Whereas other people, they shave their head. Whoa, that's cool. Nice. Good job.
Do you think you would have a tan line?
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm pale like as where fuck. Your hair was, there would be, you'd just be glaring white.
And I think that might be it. Yeah. I don't know. But I've seen other people shave their head. And of course, it's super pale where the hair was. But it looks okay. But then other people do it. And you think they just look cancerous. Yeah.
I think you should just grow it out.
They look cancerous. Just because they have cancer, they're not cancerous. Sorry, kids.
I think you should grow it out.
All right.
Like long.
I think so, yeah.
Get a ponytail.
The beard, and the beard.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it before. And yeah, why the fuck not?
Then you should get a job in IT.
Yep.
You should start eating more Cheetos and wiping your fingers on your shirt.
I've always wanted to grow my hair out, grow the beard out. But it gets to that point where I'm like, fuck it, I gotta cut it. And it's because my hair, the hair on my head, the hair in my face is, I swear, it might be a redhead thing, but it's like pubic hair. Like
the hair on your head seems that way?
The hair in my head, you know, it's thin and a little on top, but like when it gets to my neck, it starts curling. Like
yeah, mine does that.
Pubic hair. Like what is it?
But it's not
what's
like
going on?
Maybe you have silky soft pubes. I don't know. But, my at the like base of my neck the hair does curl up, but it's still like angel baby hair.
Really?
It's not like that coarse Brillo pad hair that comes out of my dick and balls region. I do feel like I could if I could just remove my whole genital area, I could use that to scrub dirty pans.
God.
Caked on.
I can hear
shit.
The sound. Yeah. Effective.
So do you have wiry neck hair or do you have silky soft pubes? The world needs
to
know.
Probably silky soft, but
your pubes?
My neck hair, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my pubes definitely no.
Pubes are a cruel invention.
Yeah. God damn.
Nothing good about them.
But I don't know what to do. I think I'm gonna bite my lip and grow it out. Let's see what happens. I'm gonna grow it out.
Growing
but,
it out.
No, see, I can't do this because I'm thinning up top. So if it gets to a certain length, it's like, whoa, that dude has long hair. Badass. Look at the top of his head. It's shining.
Yeah, what if you're growing your hair out? So your hair is getting longer, but it's growing out at the same rate that it's thinning. So it just looks like your hair is like dripping off of your head. Like it's all just kind of slowly melting away from a center point.
That would suck. Oh. I don't know. What do I do?
Eventually you could get that like monk look where you're completely bald in a circle on top, but you have like longer hair on the sides and the front.
Oh, it'd be so thin up top. Even if I grew it out, it just looked like there's spider webs up there. Like, wipe those off.
What if you do go bald, like naturally bald? Will you shave it all off?
Will you go
male pattern baldness?
No, where you've got
like a little bit of hair in the front and like some wispy stuff in the back middle and
maybe,
then full hair on the sides.
I had a manager.
You are a dad now.
That was balding, patchy. You know, he had patches missing, but he still bleached it and spiked it out.
Really? That's intense.
You couldn't help but think, wow, that's brave. And it looks horrible, but he, I don't know, he didn't give a shit. It's like this or shaving it. I don't give a fuck.
I think the best thing you can do at that point is to just shave it.
No. Then you join that club.
Just go Bruce Willis.
Yep.
He looks fine. People still love him.
Oh.
I think growing your hair out, though, can be... I don't really think you should grow your hair out. I don't think it really looks that good on most people.
Yeah.
Including me, and I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
But there can be like awkward phases while you're growing your hair out, because like there's long hair, there's short hair, and then there's this fucked up in between stage.
That's right, I forgot.
Like when I was a kid and I grew my hair out the first time, I did it because it was haircut time, and I'd been burned by haircuts in the past.
Yeah.
Like when I was a little kid, I would get steps buzzed into the sides, like on your temples. They would. I don't know if everybody knows what steps are. But they would do this thing where, like, the hair, it's like lines shaved into the side of your head, kind of.
Yeah.
And this was totally hip when I started doing it. But I didn't know anything about getting haircuts, didn't have any particular opinion on it, thought the steps were dope. One day I got a step haircut, and somebody was like, that is so gay. That is not cool anymore.
One guy to fucking
and
ruin
that,
it.
Yep, and that ruined it for me. And from then on, I was like, I don't know. Oh, and there was one time. See, I used to sometimes get my hair cut by haircut people.
Mm-hmm.
But one time, my mom, to save money, was like, I'll cut your hair. And she cut my hair, and I went to school the next day, and I was told I had a girl's haircut. Not sure exactly what it was about what she did that made it a girl's haircut, but I was told I had a girl's haircut.
That was assholes.
So I was burned twice on haircuts. Once because steps were no longer cool, and once because my mom cuts hair like a girl. So I was like, okay, I am not ready for another fucking haircut, but it was haircut time.
Yeah.
So I told my mom I was either going to start spiking my hair and like try to go for a flat top, which I don't know why I thought a flat top would be cool. Like, what am I, Kid and Play? But I was going to go for a flat top and dye it green, or I was just going to grow it out. I was going to stop getting it cut. And she thought that growing it out was a better option there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started growing my hair out just because I didn't know how to get it cut. So I'm growing it out. I started growing it out in like the beginning of seventh grade. By some point in eighth grade, I had a pretty decent amount of hair. It was pretty long, but it was like right at the shoulders.
Yeah.
And it started to curl out. So I started to look like a cute young girl from the 50s. You know, like I had that flip do.
Yeah.
So there's that awkward phase.
Oh, God.
It's not really worth doing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of gross because like everybody's hair, you kind of shed all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's much worse when you have long hair. Like you'll find it places.
Everywhere.
And there were times where I would find it in my ass crack. Like I would go to take a shower and I would like be washing my ass and there'd be like one long hair that almost feels like it somehow worked its way into my asshole. Like it can't have, right? But I would pull it out and it felt like I was pulling it out of my asshole. And that's so fucking gross and uncomfortable and makes you self-conscious. Like if I ever get naked around a person, are they gonna find hair, like long hairs in my ass? And you'll find it places around the house and it's just kind of gross.
Jesus. Yeah, okay.
Or like you'll find it like on your shirt, there'll be like a little,
all
I don't
the
know.
Time.
And
yeah,
drying shit. Your hair is a pain in the ass. Like I've never been good at drying my hair.
Yeah.
Like I always just towel dry it and let it go.
Yeah.
But it's never dry when you dry it that way, unless you have really short hair. When you have really long hair, you cannot get away with that. But I insisted on doing it that way anyway. You have to blow dry your hair when you have long hair.
Yeah.
And I never would. I just got a Facebook message. And our sounds like our incoming audio is fucking up again.
Oh, no.
Doesn't matter right now. But yeah. What was I saying? Drying my hair?
Yeah.
I would never blow dry my hair. So I would go to school every day with the top of my hair being relatively dry, but the ends of it that were all down my back being just fucking soaked. Because, you know, the water drips down your hair and then kind of collects at the end. So my back would have this huge wet spot for the first half of the day.
Oh, man.
It's just, it's not worth doing.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. I'll think about it.
And then you got to deal with frizz.
Yeah.
My hair was so frizzy because I'm not a girl. God. Nobody ever taught me how to properly take care of it. And when it gets long like that, it's going to get frizzy. And so, like, I would look like I'd been recently electrocuted all the time.
Just because it was just humid out.
All
or
these
some
weird,
shit.
Like, gnarled, fuzzy clumps.
Yeah.
Gross. And if you definitely don't want to be seen backlit. Where, like, you just see this halo of frizz.
God damn.
It's bad.
Jesus, bad news.
Bad news. I don't know why girls do it. If I was a girl, I would have really short hair.
Oh, fuck yeah. Jesus.
But a lot of guys are weird about that. Like, I've definitely
heard short hair.
A lot of guys say girls should have long hair. Yeah. And they don't mean it in like a misogynistic, like, girls should have long hair because that's what I like. And if you don't have long hair, you're a bitch. Mm-hmm. Most of them don't mean it that way anyway. But they're just saying that's their preference. I want girls to have long hair. And I really don't like it when they cut their hair short. I really don't understand that.
I don't.
I mean, there are ways for a girl to cut her hair short and not look like a bull dyke. You know?
Oh, yeah.
If the only way for a girl to cut her hair short was to look like a 400-pound flannel-wearing truck driver,
yeah.
Then yeah, I'd probably agree with you. But they're cute, short girl cuts.
Absolutely. And they don't think of how much better their lives would be if they lived together. Like, your woman wouldn't be getting ready for, like, 2 hours, you know, with all that long hair.
Yeah.
They're not going to pull a Kyle and, you know, it's wet, I'll let it dry. Fuck it, you know? Girls give a shit.
Yeah.
Too much of a shit. They blow dry it. Yeah,
they do give too much of a shit. Like, to the point where my mom is a bad example because it's not a girl I was dating or anything. But my mom would come home sometimes when I was a kid and I would not notice that she had gotten a haircut. And she would tell me that she had gotten a haircut. And even after being told, I would just look at it and go, are you sure? How much did they charge you for that shit? Because it looks like maybe they just manipulated it a little bit. Like, they pushed it around. Because girls will go get their hair cut basically just to remove split ends.
Yeah.
So we're talking about getting like half an inch cut off.
Yeah.
There's no
what
point.
A load of shit.
There's no point to that. But anyway, girls are dumb, and I hate them. And I wish the world was all men.
Jesus.
Secret gay. Do you want to take a break?
Let's take a break, Kyle.
Okay, it's break time. Break.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
And we're back from break.
Yay, everybody celebrate.
Yay. Orion.
What's up?
You know what time it is.
Yes, user submissions.
Nope, it's 2:56 a.m. But yes, it's time for that as well. Where would you like to start today? Actually, before you say where you would like to start, we have an email.
Oh my God, yes.
Yep. We don't usually get that many emails, so it's not a regular part of the thing, so let's start there.
Yes.
We got an email from our buddy Jeff Mazarek, the wizard. He says, Dear Idgehat, I'm so pleased to see that you finally got yourself on iTunes. I no longer have to download large audio files to listen to your banter while I mow the yard or go on yet another long-distance run. Now I can fire up an episode on my phone while I'm feeding my baby daughter. I guess this means that if I'm not careful, she'll learn her first words from you guys. I think it's kind of funny that he likes to listen to us while doing things that I would totally make fun of him for doing. mowing his yard and going on a long distance run. Anyway, I'm writing in to mention two things. Number one, nearly pointless info for Orion. My pediatrician wife tells me that when parents think it's a spider bite, it's almost never a spider bite, which I automatically think is funny because that means that this is a regular thing that parents freak out about. Yeah. Like all the time, some little red mark will appear on their child and yep. they'll be like, "Doc, this fucking spider." Like it comes up.
Yeah.
At least not a serious one, which she says turns the bitten area black and necrotic, dead cells. He put that in parentheses, dead cells, surrounded by red. So now, soothed by the knowledge that no ER-worthy spider is getting at Leland, you can lay awake and wonder what other sort of critter is to blame? I'm sorry, I'd make a terrible doctor. So don't worry, Orion. Yeah. It's not a murderous spider that's going to kill your baby.
What the fuck is it?
Which God I didn't... Is that what you were worried about in the first place? Like, were you concerned that this spider was going to really harm?
No, no, no. The it child? Was. It was annoying and sad to hear him abruptly wake up. You know,
yeah,
like screaming.
That's what I figured. Like, I didn't think you were like, this spider is gonna kill him.
Yeah, what is it though? Because if it was a mosquito, you know, they kind of inject that liquid that numbs the area and you don't really feel it. I don't know.
It still kind of hurts to get bitten by a mosquito.
Bite. Yeah. Anyway,
he says, moving on. Number two, something I've been thinking about. So there's this homeless guy I often pass by downtown. He's there each day sitting on a bench next to his crutch that he may or may not actually need, holding a little cardboard sign that says, homeless/God bless. Sunburned and bearded, he sounds like a heavy smoker. The first time I heard him say anything, he said, "Hey, did you see that nigger walk by a minute ago?"
Of course he did.
The second time I heard him say anything, he was in a non-homeless guy's face saying, "You don't want me to go Vietnam on your ass." The last time I heard him speak, he said, "I drink about a half gallon of vodka a day." Now, I presume he chats with anyone he can, wherever he can, or whenever he can, but I've heard him speak all of three times, and each time it somehow seems like he's trying to win some kind of award for being exactly what you think of when you think negatively about the homeless. And that got me thinking, what would a stereotypical homeless guy of the year or month award look like? I'm picturing gilded wheels for a shopping cart. What would the criteria be? Discuss. I was trying to picture an award for homeless people.
Yes.
And I was picturing, you know, those big plastic bottles of vodka, like the really cheap vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a jug.
Mm-hmm.
One of those stuffed full of banana peels and maybe a little bit of water that you like, you give it to them and then you say, you can leave this out for a while and it'll ferment and you can make some nice banana hobo wine. Yeah. Plus, the banana peels give it slightly a gold color, kind of like a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you take like one of those gold foil wrappers out of a candy bar, like a dark chocolate candy bar or something. Put that on there as a label. And you take a sharp rock and scratch in like best bum or something, which if this was a British homeless guy, would have completely different connotations. Sexiest homeless guy. Yeah. Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know.
I pictured like a hand holding a dirty cup or maybe
maybe just a gold plated tin can with the lid still attached. like the kind of tin can a goat would eat in a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And a sock hanging out
that's
of
like,
it.
That's universal.
Or maybe just like some bronzed baby shoes you found in a garbage can.
Oh man.
What would the criteria be for winning the best homeless guy of the year, like the stereotypical homeless guy of the year?
Oh man, you definitely have to use the term Vietnam.
Yeah. You definitely you want to present yourself as some kind of war vet.
Yes.
But you want to be kind of vague about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, I'm a veteran. The crazier, the better.
Yes.
If you talk to yourself, that's good. Layers, there should be some kind of like points category for layers.
Yeah,
you know, like the more layers you've got on,
and the plastic bag like kind of tied around the collar as a hood.
Yeah,
in case it
plastic bags for socks.
Yep,
I get.
Yep.
Yeah, there should be some kind of category for like innovation, best innovation in homelessness, like repurposing of trash.
Mm-hmm. Best tan.
See, that's difficult to judge because like. a homeless guy tan is like maybe 50% tan and 50% like coffee grounds rubbed into the skin.
No, they're so filthy.
Homeless guys. Homeless guys are no good. I have trouble feeling bad for homeless people. And it's not just because, like, you know, people don't like it when people say things like, get a job, you bum, because it's not that simple.
It's not.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends. I mean, it becomes more and more difficult the longer you've been homeless, because it's difficult to get a job when you're homeless, partially because you can't give people an address.
Yep.
And you probably don't have a phone number. But a lot of the reason it's difficult to get a job when you're homeless is because you look fucking homeless, which only happens if you've been homeless for a while. Like, if you wander in with like seven layers of thrown away clothes with holes and fecal matter smeared on it, then you're not going to get the job.
Yeah.
But if you, like, just you're really down on your luck and you suddenly got evicted from a place and you don't have a home and you go out to try to get a job at McDonald's dressed like a normal human being, it's not going to be that hard if you if you keep trying.
They always happen to, like, I swear they must be given a choice at some shelter.
There's a crossroads, like,
well, like, for what clothing they'd like, you know, like,
oh,
pick a coat, and they always pick the coat like a with a sports team, and it's a super old logo, like they've reinvented the logo, they have a new color scheme. Nope, they're wearing the old.
When you're dealing with donated clothing, a lot of times it's going to be shit people didn't want to wear anymore.
Yeah,
but like the homeless people you see in movies, and it's not like that came out of nowhere. Homeless people really do look like that, who are wear, like, for some reason, all of their clothing is some kind of earth tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we're back again. Sorry about that, everybody. My firewire thingy decided not to work anymore. I don't know.
Of course.
It's never done this before. It just suddenly stopped recording. Like, and when I went to into the recording program to try to play back, it wouldn't, like, the little playhead, the little marker wouldn't even move. I don't know what the hell was going on. It's working again now, but we just lost a huge chunk of the show because I didn't notice.
Golden material.
Yeah, I didn't notice that it wasn't recording. You missed a bunch more hate talk about the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we talk about? You missed me talking about how I finally sent out some stickers.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another guy named Jack Frazee who requested stickers, but only gave me his house number and his street, did not give me his city or state or zip code. So I have no idea where to send them. you missed a little bit of us discussing things that were on the Twitter. Like, you missed us talking about Orion's baby shitting himself.
Mm-hmm.
You missed us talking a little bit about true stories. Should we lie and tell them we did, like, a bunch of true stories? Yeah. People seem to like those.
They were so good. We were rusty last week, but oh.
Yeah, but these were gold, and you missed them. What else did we talk about? We talked about our least favorite subjects in school.
Mm-hmm.
I said that mine was probably math, although there were a lot of other classes that I don't know if they count as subjects exactly. Like, you think of, like, English and math and social studies,
like core subjects.
Yeah, but like I hate home ec.
Yep.
And I had some weird sociology, psychology kind of classes where everybody just seemed like a pseudo intellectual whiner.
Mm-hmm.
Orion talked about how in home ec class they didn't teach him to cook meat properly and he was afraid
to eat what our homework was. Yeah.
And we were just talking about Bames John on the Twitter said, are there any people whose voices you particularly like?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's probably either J.K. Simmons or Sean Ryan. That's Bames John talking. And we were talking about that for a bit. Orion said he really likes Liam Neeson's voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said mean things about Liam Neeson.
Yes, he did. Horrible things.
And I mentioned, now I can't think of his name, Stephen Merchant. I said I like Stephen Merchant's voice. And I was trying to explain to Orion who that was, and Orion didn't know. And I went to pull up a video of Wheatley from Portal 2, because that guy, that character was voiced by Stephen Merchant. And that was when I noticed that I couldn't get any audio to play. Went back to look at the recorded audio, and we were not recording. So I did pull up a video of Wheatley talking.
All right.
Would you like to hear Wheatley talking?
Let's do it.
Now? Okay, here we go.
Jump! This, actually, look at it. That is quite a distance, isn't it? Okay, you know what? Go ahead and jump. You've got braces on your legs, so you're all set. Although no braces on your arms, though, so you're going to have to rely on the old human strength to keep a grip on the device and, by extension, me. So do really make sure you keep a grip on me. Also, a note, no braces on your spine either, so don't land on that. Or your head, no braces there. That could split like a melon from this height. So do definitely focus on landing with your legs.
Ah! Oh, still held. Still being held. That's a great job. You've applied the grip. We're all fine. That's tremendous.
Okay. Anyway, so that's apart from Portal 2, and that's Stephen Merchant talking. I like his voice.
I enjoy it, yeah. He'd make a great or terrifying masturbation coach.
A masturbation coach?
Do it.
Faster.
You're gripping it wrong.
You drop that so casually, like it's a thing that happens. Like, you know how there are masturbation coaches?
What would
it be like if he was one of them? There are no masturbation coaches. You just made that up.
Everyone's father, right?
Keep it up, son. You're doing great. Stroke that shaft. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, God.
No. Let me show you how it's done. Give me that dick. Up and down. I don't know what this sideways shit you're doing is. It's not a joystick. It's a dick.
Oh, God.
So who else's voices do we like? I think it's interesting that he mentions Sean Ryan, not because I think that's a bad choice, because I do think Sean Ryan has a decent voice, but Sean Ryan has a way of speaking that is kind of unique to him. Mm-hmm. Not entirely unique to him, probably, but I don't know where it comes from. There's like a, you've heard him talk, right?
Oh yes.
I don't know what that, it's not an accent. Exactly. I don't know what it is, but he definitely sounds like he came from a planet of Sean Ryan's.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's almost kind of formal sounding.
Yes.
He sounds like an adult man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
I don't know.
Someone explain it to me.
Goddamn.
Who else's voice do you really like?
Oh.
You like Liam Neeson, who talks out of his nose and does terrible American accents?
No, that's
what I said about him last time.
It's horrible. God.
I can't think of anybody that really sticks out, but I think I kind of like voices in general.
No,
like I like hearing people talk.
God damn it. I hate this. As soon as like I go home, I'm on the way home, I'm driving, I'm like, oh, it finally hit me. I love that voice. U-turn, let's record bonus material, Kyle. God damn it.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
It's so much easier to think of voices I don't like.
Yeah. Like
like poor Ryan. Awful. There are so many people with just terrible voices.
Yeah.
And it must suck.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they don't know. Like some people just have like real nerdy voices.
Mm-hmm.
Like their nose is like,
hey, you know, this anime.
I don't know.
How do we sound to them if that's all they hear?
I don't
every
know.
Day? Like,
I've had people tell me that I have a really good voice, which is nice.
Yeah.
I don't think it's true. I just think that there are so many shitty voices that by comparison, like, I don't know, not sounding like shit means you have a really good voice.
God, if every day you'd hear yourself talk like this and you got used to it, everyone else must sound like Optimus Prime. Like, hello.
Yeah, right?
Come with me.
I wonder...
epic.
Oh, God, what was I going to say? Oh, I hate... There's a type of voice that I hate that I guess is sort of like... It reminds me of stoners and maybe a little bit of surfers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, hey, dude. It's not like like Michelangelo from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
It's more... stoned than that or something.
Mm-hmm.
Example. People who talk like this,
and
part of it's the way they pronounce their vowels, and hey man, like man isn't man, it's man, almost like men.
I have a guy I work with. He doesn't sound like surfer, but he sounds stone kind of, but it's almost like an act. And it's like a lot of popular guys used to talk this way when they were sexually involved when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could tell they were just like,
Hey, how's it going? You know, just chill.
Hey.
I need to talk like this, otherwise the girls won't bounce off of me.
So, like, pretty much put my dick in something last night. You know, it's no big deal.
This guy will walk up. Hey, Ryan, you need any help today? You know, that kind of shit. I don't know. I can't do it very well, but
that just sounds tired the way you were doing it.
Yeah, he's not tired.
Hey, Ryan, you need any help?
It's too chill. Like, wake up, you know, liven up.
Yeah.
Let me spank that ass and wake you up.
I wish I had a deeper voice than I do. I don't think it's high pitched. I just wish it was deeper than it is.
So you think, so in your head you sound like, hi, my name's Kyle.
Sometimes, I don't know.
And then it's like, hey, Kyle, my name's Orion.
You have a deeper voice than I do, I think.
Slightly.
Yeah. You're all bassy. When I try to get bassy on purpose, you can tell it's like I'm going below my actual range. And, yeah. You know, like, I don't know how to describe that sound, but when you try to make a note lower than you can and your voice kind of is like, no, that's not going to happen. So
you can tell. Yeah.
If I were to try to do like a Barry White impression, damn girl, but like really low, it comes out like, damn girl, like I'm choking on the.
Yeah.
I wish I could do deeper. I wish I had a deeper voice.
Restrict the air. Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, there was a black guy at where I work today, and he was asking me something, and on four times I had to ask, I'm sorry, what? Because he comes up to me, he's like, no, no, no.
Oh, he's
super deep.
He's doing that subwoofer voice thing.
No, no, no. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I can't hear what you're saying. You're so quiet. No, no, no. And I'm like, seriously, your voice is too deep. I'm sorry. I didn't know what else to say. And he's like,
where's the bug spray? Where's the bug spray at?
Where's the bug spray?
Like, project, goddammit.
Where's the bug spray?
Just, I don't know.
I think you should, next time that happens, just tell him, try to do an impression of a little girl. And go.
And go. Yep.
And then it'll just sound like a regular person. I can't think of any more voices I really like. I'm sure there are great ones.
I do like the guy that did Optimus Prime in the movies. I don't know if he did the Voltron intro voice. Like,
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Voltron, defender of... I can't even do his voice. It's fucking... Oh, almost robotic. Oh, but that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, our buddy Doov.
Yeah.
I love his voice.
Not me. I hate it.
Really?
I think he's the worst.
I hear it all the time on television. He does a lot of voice work and on the radio as well. Man,
he is a voice man.
He is.
He's a real voice man. Next thing on the Twitter,
yeah.
I guess, since that's what we're doing. Next thing on the Twitter is someone named Grudamesh. And I think I know who this is, but Grudamesh says toaster stories. Can you guess who I think this is?
I have no idea.
Let me give you another one. Grandpa stories. That was the next thing he said. Grandpa stories.
Oh, yeah. What's his name on the Facebook?
Christian Serpa.
Yes. Toaster stories.
Toaster stories. One time I made a Pop-Tart and boy, was it too hot. And I burned my mouth on the Pop-Tart and had a pretty bad day. Grandpa stories. One time my grandpa touched me. And then he posted again. He says, my father beats me stories. All right, then, bye. See, Christian Serpa thinks he knows why things are funny.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
And I only laugh because it's dumb.
He has no idea why things are funny. He thinks if you say something that you shouldn't say, that's funny.
Oh, can you imagine him in everyday casual conversation?
Like if I came up to you and I said, hey, Orion, how are you today?
Yeah.
And you said, pancakes. Christian Serpa thinks that's a joke.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. That's Tourette's.
And it's fucking stupid.
Grandpa stories are not funny. Toaster stories are not funny. Nobody has toaster stories. He knows that. That's why he said it, because it's ridiculous. My father beats me stories. Do you really think we have my father beats me stories and we haven't told them?
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, my dad. Oh, right. Ah, oh, God, I forgot. My dad used to beat the shit out of me. That guy. What a card. And okay. Okay, we'll get back to Christian Serpa because he posted on the Facebook as well. That's actually it for the Twitter. So on to the Facebook.
Facebook.
All right, I got to pull this back up. Facebook. Here we go. All right. Roommate John says, what is the sexiest outfit a girl can wear? We sort of talked about this a long time ago. I don't remember what we said, but I remember you saying it wasn't exactly this that we talked about, but you saying that the sexiest thing, not the sexiest thing a girl can wear, but a girl is most sexy when she's completely nude.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why I'm having such a hard time. It's like, okay,
which I completely disagree with.
But no, let's take that off. I'm trying to think. I think we can both agree that it's sexy, might be the sexiest if a girl's wearing like a dress shirt and that's it, like a guy's dress shirt. Woo.
That's kind of hot.
That's hot.
Although what is that? It borders a little bit on a thing that I don't really find that hot, but I guess other guys do, which is the idea of, because to me, what's hot about that is not, it's a visual thing. It's not the idea that she's wearing my shirt, which like the sexiest thing for me is a girl wearing one of my hockey jerseys. I saw some website the other day. I forget it was, but they were, it was like some abortion of an attempt at a humor blog where they would write up hilarious, like cracked.com, but like much more independent and less funny. And they wrote something about how the sexiest outfit a girl could wear is one of their hockey jerseys.
Oh, Jesus. We'd kill yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. But there is something that certain guys find hot about a girl wearing nothing but one of their shirts for like pajamas or whatever. That I that sounds almost like, I don't know, like not misogynist, but almost like, you know, that's my girl. Yeah. And she's wearing like, you know, like I almost ownery.
Yeah, that's my property.
And that's not what I, something, like I think a woman, this is not the sexiest outfit a woman could wear, but I think a woman wearing a man's suit is hot, and I don't really know why.
Yeah,
probably because I'm secretly gay. And the only thing hotter than a woman wearing a man's suit is a man.
There's this picture floating around the internet. I have no idea how old it is, but it sees like four chicks dressed up for Halloween as the Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it, but it's
fucking
hot.
I have.
God.
I think I have, and I think in that particular picture, I don't really like it that much, but I could see why you would. I think there are certain things that I think are hot, and I really can't account for them. I don't know what they...
Like, slutty Superman or Superwoman costumes don't do it for me.
So, you know? Is it the fact that they were the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, just the Ninja Turtles.
I think what made that not hot to me was that they did a terrible job.
Well, yeah.
It was, they were horrible costumes.
You
they weren't
even close.
You
forgive that, though, because they're women, you know.
But I think, like, some stuff that's not that weird. Like, I think... That I think high heels are hot, which is not a foot fetish thing at all.
I was thinking about this. Sorry to interrupt, but I wonder if like men invented high heels because when women wear them, I've noticed this where I work. When they walk, it's more of a high impact, and their chest jiggles.
So okay,
it's like
maybe
cluck, and they're just wiggling around, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, theory.
It makes their calves look nice.
Yeah.
I'm not a breast guy, so I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah.
I think it like sort of makes their back arch a little bit.
Yeah.
Which makes their butt stick out.
Yeah. But we're such animals.
That's not really what we are. But that's not really what it is. I don't know. I think high heels are kind of hot. But I don't like open-toed high heels, and I don't like completely open-topped, like, strappy things.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like I have an anti-foot fetish. Mm-hmm. Like, I want the foot as covered as possible. If you could hack the feet off for me...
God.
Give her peg legs. That would be the hottest. It wouldn't be the hottest because I am kind of into legs. Yeah. Like legs are hot. But like thigh high stockings, I think are hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess along the same lines, I kind of think those athletic tube socks with the double stripes.
Yeah.
I think those are hot.
I wasn't going to bring that up because it sounds...
It's weird.
Like we've been watching too much porn under the teen category.
Maybe. I do like some of those videos, but it's more like the reverse. It's not like I like those videos. I like the socks because I like those videos.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were videos like that when I decided I like the socks.
I just like that sock look. So yeah. I find myself wandering into the teen category. Yeah. Sometimes.
But in terms of an outfit, I don't know. Like, assuming it's a hot girl, which I need to assume because otherwise I'm not going to find any of this hot.
Yeah.
I think, if you're talking about like a whole outfit and you're not talking about necessarily an outfit that is designed for sex, like mm-hmm. just an outfit you could wear out, I kind of think just jeans and a t-shirt,
yeah,
a pair of Chuck Taylors.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of hot.
Sleeveless.
But then again, I also think mini skirts can be hot.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's like cheating.
I'm not that specific, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like a pair of tiny gym shorts, I think can be hot. I'm not that concerned.
Oh, I remember back in the day when I was confused and I thought Cameron Diaz looked really hot in the like children, like little boy underwear, like
okay.
with Superman on it.
All right.
If you take away the Cameron Diaz, put a hot chick in there, that's a hot look.
Like okay.
Small t-shirt and some little boy underwear.
You know, okay, here's the thing that's weird about me. It's not really about outfits that make women hotter, but and this isn't because they need to be covered up, but sometimes when I'm watching porn, it's kind of hot to me when a chick is still wearing a shirt for mm-hmm. some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like they're getting it on, but she's still wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
And I don't think like what if I that? Try to rationalize it, I can kind of come up with reasons, but I don't think they're the reason. Like maybe it's because they were so into it that they couldn't get all the clothes off. There yeah. was no time. It's not that.
No time.
Like, yeah, I just tore the pants off and went to town because we're so horny. It's not that. I don't know what it, it's something visual. It's something about like it's almost like graphic design nerdery. Like it's something about like the balance.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
It's asymmetrical.
Like when you said that the sexiest, not outfit, but the sexiest, like whatever, is a woman fully naked.
Yeah.
To me, that's almost kind of plain. Like it's less visually interesting to me to see yeah. a fully nude woman, which is bizarre. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not that I wouldn't still get a boner from a fully nude woman. Not that I would turn her away. Like what? You want to fuck?
Yeah.
Well, put some clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of really a schoolgirl outfits are kind of hot.
Yeah.
And it's not a taboo thing either. It's not about them appearing really young. Something mm-hmm. about that. I mean, maybe it kind of is. Maybe I've been socialized to think it's hot and that was originally why people thought it was hot. Like maybe it's been presented to me as hot and that was why people thought it was hot.
It could be a
so
hot.
It became cool. presented to me as hot because of that, but that's not why I think
yeah,
it's hot.
No.
It just seems like a hot outfit.
Yeah. Serious. Let's get down to business. Nothing personal. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. The next thing on the Twitter or on the Facebook is Robert Hines. He says, I'm starting to believe that going to college might have been the worst decision in my life to date. Almost a year out of college, and I work at a sub shop. Do you guys think college is even worth it these days or just a great way to waste money? I think that depends a lot.
Absolutely depends. If you're going into the art, into the arts, like graphic design or even photography, it's been proven with people I know that you don't need a degree, just a great portfolio.
Yeah.
It might help depending on who's hiring, but you don't
yeah.
need it.
Yeah. I think going to college for the purpose of getting a certificate to get you a job it depends. Some jobs you need it, mm-hmm. but I think that is the wrong reason to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I think like if you wanted to go into graphic design, you could, if you presumably you have some kind of aptitude there anyway,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of good at that kind of thing. And whatever you need to learn still, you could teach yourself even through observation, but there's also like information you can actually look up online.
Mm-hmm.
You could learn tons of video tutorials, all kinds yeah. of things. Like you can teach yourself that
for
stuff.
Free. Yeah.
But there is still something to be said for, projects and you know, teachers who actually teach you things. There's stuff you can learn there if you decide to go to school for that. So if you want to take certain classes because you want to learn these things, that totally makes sense to me. But if you, like for graphic design, if you went to school just because you think you need a degree in it, or worse, if you went to school just because you think you need to go to school,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, what do I like? Graphic design, I guess I'll go to school for graphic design, but you're really only going because you didn't know what else to do. I think that's
story.
A waste of time.
Yeah.
But I don't think college is a complete waste of time and money. I just think it's set up all wrong, and I think it's gotten to the point where people think they have to go,
yeah.
and so you feel pressured to go. But
I think when ultimately, I really think it's a scam. Just at the state it's in right now, the cost is ridiculous. It's laughable.
Yeah. It's ridiculous because everybody is taught that they need to go.
Yeah.
But nobody can afford to go. Yeah.
Nobody, not like, even only rich people.
Only the mega rich can just mega afford rich. To go.
Yeah.
Can just be like, okay, here's all that money for tuition. Have fun at school.
Yeah.
Everybody else has to take out all kinds of loans and get financial aid and stuff. If everybody has to go and nobody can afford it, something's broken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly. He and I have talked about a little bit about what he went to school for and that job he wanted to get. And it doesn't sound to me like it's college's fault. Like, it just sounds like it's hard to find a job right now in that field.
Yeah.
But if you were to find a job in that field, you would need to have gone to college to do it. So if that's really what you want to do, then I think you did the right thing. You just need to keep trying, which sucks dicks.
Yeah. Especially now and especially in this state, because I think we're ranked, God, I don't know. We're like in the top three of the highest unemployment
rate. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan. They keep bringing Michigan up, I know, when they talk about the brokest states.
Yeah.
They're broke. They're too many unemployed. Yeah. We are fucked. This is not the state to get a job in right now.
Next thing on the Facebook?
Yeah.
Eris Cousin says, why ain't you watching Game of Thrones, Kyle? What are you, some sort of faggot? It's the exact opposite, sir. That is faggot shit. Why am I not watching Game of Thrones? It's the same reason I watched them, but I didn't really like the Lord of the Rings movies. That shit just ain't for me, bro. It's just not. Like, they were, the Lord of the Rings movies were, I guess, well-made movies, but I barely remember them. And each one is like 7 hours long, and there's three of them. I've seen a lot of Lord of the Rings, and I just kind of remember Sméagol. I know somebody said Sméagol at some point. There was a ring. I think there was an invisibility cloak. Lots of short people. Orlando Bloom was in there.
Yeah.
I don't really remember them. If you asked me to give you like a plot synopsis, I don't know. It's just that high fantasy, medieval-esque stuff just isn't my thing.
Yeah.
The lords and ladies, knights and dragons,
swords and axes,
swords and sorcery is just not my thing. And so Game of Thrones, like, I keep hearing about how great it is, but then anything I hear about it that's like specifics, anytime I see pictures of it, it just doesn't look like it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not watching. Are you watching Game of Thrones?
No.
Why aren't you watching it? What are you, some sort of faggot?
Yeah, I'm definitely a faggot. I like you said, I can't get into that shit. I don't know.
It's the same reason that even if I was playing modern games, I probably would not have bought Skyrim.
Yeah. Even if I was brought up watching cool motherfuckers with sunglasses, you know, playing out in the yard with swords and shit, it's like, oh, this cool people do this. I still wouldn't like it. It's not for me, even though I was brought up and it's burnt into my brain that nerds like that faggy shit. Dragons. Yeah.
Mm.
I wouldn't like it. I don't dig it. Fucking dumb.
Well,
I like robots.
Robots are pretty cool. Robots are way cooler than dragons.
Oh, yeah. It's like a spectrum.
Well, the next thing on the Facebook brings us back around to Christian Serpa.
That son of a bitch.
And actually, no, I just want to. Okay, we are still recording. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, back to Christian Serpa. Christian Serpa posts, does this song make your nips hard? And then posted a YouTube link. So let me click that YouTube link. Now, okay, so first of all, no. look at this. This is the album cover for this band.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a baby sliced up into slices with a knife stuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by a band called Belphegor.
Belphegor.
And the song is called The Rapture of Cremation. This is clearly some kind of death metal.
Mm-hmm. Maximum gay. I fucking hate death metal.
There's so many, like, death metal is like, it's laughable.
Yes.
I don't know if comical. They do it on purpose. I don't think they do, because I feel like they take themselves somewhat seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But death metal, like The Rapture of Cremation, Like, do you just have like a list of dark words and you just pick some and mix and match?
Yep.
I got an idea for a band, for an album. We'll call it The Last Supper, and then we'll have a dead baby on a plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, society. The reason I think that that one person on Twitter is Christian Serpa is because his profile picture on or his avatar on Twitter is Belphegor.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the same guy.
Man, he must love this shit. How?
I don't understand what there is to like about it, because I like some metal.
Mm-hmm.
I like hard rock. I like angry music. I like yelling and stuff in music. But death metal is always... Yeah, it's like this. It's growling and then high pitched growling and then more low growling that you can't understand. And the music is just it's like a machine gun going off.
Yeah.
It's too regular. There's no melody to it.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like an old man, but it's barely music. It's like noise.
Yeah,
let's hear a little bit more Belphegor. It almost sounds like they're not even playing the same song. It's like it's like they're all practicing as hard as they can at band practice, but like ignoring each other.
Yeah.
Like if you were at band practice and the douchebag guitarist just won't stop playing his own shit. Like you're trying to have a conversation and he just keeps playing because he's so fascinated with himself playing guitar.
Oh,
it's like they're all doing that and playing different shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the drums and the guitar don't even seem to go together. The guitarist is like, and the drummer's
me,
like,
me.
It doesn't even, I don't know.
There's no build up, no melody. Yeah.
It doesn't really surprise me that much though, that Christian Serpa is into this. Because it seems there's something about death metal that seems misguided to me.
Yeah.
Like, I have all of this rage. I don't know where it comes from, and I don't know what to direct it at. So how about everything? How about life in general? Babies? Yes, dead. Old people? Dead. People I like? Dead. Dead, dead. Everybody dead. I don't even... What are they yelling? What do people yell about in these death metal songs?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Death and destruction, eating the babies, everything's blood and shit and blood at the same time, rubbing shit into your wounds. What do they even sing about? The black skull of death fucked me in my heart, and now I'm a zombie of art. That was just me trying to rhyme. I don't know. Do they even try to rhyme? I can't even tell if these are words.
Yeah. I was laughing when I saw a death metal act.
Sorry.
Like, I'm going to see my metal friends or whatever, you know, play their act. And then there was an opening band and it was death metal. And I was laughing because it was this, you know, and nobody I've ever known that's a badass or intelligent was ever like, dude, you don't know the good side of death metal. Let me show you. This is why it's cool. Yeah. None of them. I don't know. Everyone that's ever liked it swears by it, and they need a hug. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they like. Do these guys have fun? Like ever?
No fun.
I can't even imagine. It's.
It's so hard to talk about.
It's blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Trying to imagine these as people. Like, can you imagine, I don't know, deciding to go to the mall for anything ever?
Yeah.
Or can you imagine being a guy in a death metal band and buying groceries? Like, these guys are the musical equivalent of the supervillains we were talking about in cartoons earlier. Yeah. I can't imagine them doing, like, try to imagine, like, Darth Vader buying groceries. It's the same thing with death metal people. I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine them having kids and dropping them off at daycare? And then, you know, on the weekends, they play in their death metal band?
Yeah.
It's
so hard to talk about without sounding like an old man, just complaining.
And so much, there is a certain part of this, though, part of the reason it bothers me, that I can't really account for and isn't really fair. It's just me being a pussy, I guess. There's something Well, I mean, so it's obviously kind of gross. Like, they go for gross, like this fucking baby sliced up with a knife in it and blood, and they like gross shit. But like, when I was a kid, I remember going to the drive-in, which will tell you how long ago that was, because those fucking don't exist anymore. Yeah. But the drive-in theater, so we had the speaker clipped on the car window. Mm-hmm. And it was before the movie, so they were playing music. And some song came on that I don't know if it was death metal, because I was a little kid,
yeah,
but it might as well have been. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody on there growling about wanting to tear you into little pieces or something like that. Mm-hmm. And something about the general tone of it and the guy saying he wanted to tear me into little pieces and basically having a monster voice. Mm-hmm. Scared me at the time.
Yeah.
I remember my dad joking about it, saying, no, you misunderstood. He's saying, I want to feed you Reese's Pieces. Because my dad was trying to make me feel better.
Oh, that's cute.
And that's all fine and good, but there's some kind of weird, creepy feeling I get hearing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like seeing this image of a baby sliced up on a plate. I don't know. It's creepy to me, which I think it's supposed to be. But if everybody felt it was creepy, then they wouldn't be listening to it. So I don't know.
I'd rather listen to ICP. Like, I feel like I get them more.
Yeah.
Than death metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're,
I would
fucking
too.
Horrible.
I would rather listen to ICP, and I hate ICP.
Yeah.
So,
but it's that, like, you just don't get it, man.
This makes like Christian Serpa's general demeanor make even more sense though, because he's an anime boy and he's insane.
Yeah.
he's into anime and death metal, two of the things that crazy people gravitate to. Like, there are good people who like anime, but there are also crazy people who like anime, lots of them. Mm-hmm. And only crazy people are into death metal, and he's demonstrated time and again that he is a crazy person. It just kind of makes sense. I wouldn't be surprised if he was also a furry.
Oh,
you know,
God, yeah.
He's insane,
yeah,
basically. But thanks for listening.
Is this news to him? Is he like, wait a minute?
Whoa! I thought you guys were gonna love this. No, you loved it when I said stuff about granddad before, whatever. What a nut. Okay, that's it for the Facebook and the Twitter. We did get some voicemails. Would you like to hear those?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with this one.
Kyle and Orion, this is Flea Barfi. I'm not racist. I just have to preface this voicemail before I say anything. I was just in the car, and I pulled up at a stoplight, and I'm calling for the car right now. I'm not joking. And there was this black baby in the back seat, and it was a black family, so I don't think they stole or anything. But this baby still had a sticker on it. Ooh, but I couldn't believe it. So how do you get a sticker on your baby? Did you buy it? Like, did it just, like, what? Do babies cost money? I mean, am I supposed to be paying for all the babies that I've been, you know, spending time with? You know, what that's, wow. Anyways, that's all. Bye.
I like how the baby still had a sticker on it. Woo!
Yeah, the woo was pretty good. speaking of insane people,
fuck.
I don't even know what to say to this. Like, the premise of this is that he thinks that the baby had a sticker on it because you can buy babies somewhere, and yeah, black people bought a baby and they left the sticker on it. I don't know what to say to this. It is embarrassing to be caught with a baby with the tag still on. That, you know, maybe they were taking to return it.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't fit. They bought a black baby in the produce department, tried to shove it up the wife's black vagina, didn't fit. Now they got to take it back. You're not allowed to try those on in the store. It's like trying on underwear.
Next voicemail.
Good morning. I slept the whole night through. Good morning. I'm off to take a poo. Woo-hoo. Hey, Kyle and Orion. It's Glee Barbie here. I just saw a movie called Kate and Leopold. It's a delightful romantic comedy. It's about a guy named Leopold who comes into the future, 100 years into the future, falls in with a girl named Kate. At the end of the movie, spoilers, Kate falls in love with Leopold, and they go back in time 100 years. There is no sequel to this movie. But if there was a sequel, Kay and Leopold 2, I think Orion should direct it. It'd be called Kay and Leopold 2, Bitches Have No Rights. Because 100 years ago, bitches had no rights. And the first time Kay and Leopold be in bed, and Kate be like, I don't feel like having sex tonight. Leopold would be like, too bad, Kate, and just slap her around and rape her and be like, oh yeah. And the next day she'd waddle to the courtroom and be like, my husband raped me. And the judge would be like, your husband can't rape you. You were just withholding sex.
And even though it'd be kind of a dark sequel, I think Orion could really lend some levity to it, you know, with his general rapiness and his positive outlook on life. So, yeah, are you on board, Orion? That's all, bye.
I have fucking nothing to say about that.
Really?
I don't.
I've seen that movie, Kate and Leopold. It is a romantic comedy about Hugh Jackman plays a Leopold. He's a guy from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Somehow time travels to the future and he meets Meg Ryan. I used to think Meg Ryan was pretty hot, by the way. Mm-hmm. These days, she's looking a little rough. But back then, I thought she was a fox. So I watched this movie and I enjoyed it because I'm gay.
How old is this movie? Has it got hot Meg Ryan in it?
Yeah, I was still living with my mom when I watched it. I think I might have watched it on VHS.
Wow.
So it's kind of old. What was I going to say? Yeah, he's right. At the end of the movie, like Leopold time travels forward. Oh, not really important, but he apparently invented the elevator.
Yeah.
That's like part of the story.
Well, thank God.
But yeah, he time travels to the future by accident. Somehow ends up time traveling back with Meg Ryan. One of the things I liked about the movie.
Shitty.
One of the things I liked about the movie actually was that I think in most stories like that, if there's like a time traveler and then they fall in love with so and so, somehow or another, the person doing the time traveling has to go back to where they came from.
So sad.
And the other person can't go with them or decides not to or whatever. And it's almost like at the end of a weekly TV show when by the end of it, everything's back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like to me. Like so much. It's like a cop out.
Yeah.
Like why couldn't somebody stick around? So I like it when a story like that is told and a permanent change like that is made, like
it's treated well.
This is going to alter history, but fuck it. Let's do it. Meg Ryan now has traveled back in time and will live there forever. But he's also right. That would be shitty as hell for Meg Ryan. It might be okay at first because like she'll probably spend the vast majority of her time with him and he had just spent a bunch of time in the future and maybe has slightly more progressive ideas about women. But sooner or later, this is going to suck dicks for Meg Ryan. It probably would have been better if it happened the other way and he just never went back.
Yeah.
But I do. There's something I like about that. And I'm gay, so I liked it because it was a romantic comedy.
If it has hot Meg Ryan in it, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Do you ever see French Kiss?
Oh, no, but I should.
Total fox in that. Mm.
She always had that short hair, too.
Yeah.
Just love it.
She's like a little pixie.
Yeah, little pixie. So feisty. Naughty.
So that's it for the Poopy Barfy voicemails. We did get one more voicemail from my roommate John's fiance. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
I think this is it.
Are you fucking?
Nope, that's not it. That was the pizza guy the other night. I ordered a pizza and apparently I thought I put in the apartment number, but apparently I didn't. So the guy showed up at the building but didn't know what apartment number. And I looked out the window and I saw him like leaning over his car with his phone up to his ear.
Yeah.
And I went out on the balcony and said, You calling me? But then I eventually went back and listened to this message he left, which he didn't mean to actually leave a message. Let's hear that again.
Are you fucking?
I think he's saying, are you fucking kidding me? He was really nice to me.
That's awesome.
But apparently he couldn't find the right apartment, and he called me and said, are you fucking kidding me? When he got our voicemail message.
That's great.
I just baked a bunch of cupcakes. Are you fucking kidding me? Anyway, that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for this one.
My Candy Creepers. Okay, hi, chat. This is roommate John's fiance, Shelby. He keeps bugging me to call you and leave a voicemail, so I'm doing it. And so what I was thinking is that maybe you should, like, reformulate the show so that it's like a musical. And I wrote you your first number. It's about wet dreams. Okay, it starts out. It's going to be a spotlight on Kyle. And he starts singing... I recall my first wet dream, I believe I was 11. No longer young, but not yet old. An age when I felt bold. I can't recall what it was about, but it made my fountain spout. What dream? What dream? And then John wrote this part. He says, I seen my cream for thee, but I don't like that part. And then it's Orion, and it's spotlight on Orion. He goes in his man voice, I recall my first wet dream. I think I just turned 7. It involved the kid from All Dogs Go to Heaven. My dreaming led to semen. Wet dream, mom scream, wash your own damn sheets, John. Anyway, my pajamas are awesome. That's all. Okay, bye.
It was a little hard to understand some of that. Did you get it?
Oh, not much. I'm sorry.
It's about, she wants us to turn our show into a musical.
Yes.
And she wrote us our first number. It's about wet dreams. Mm-hmm. First, it's a spotlight on me. I talk about having my first wet dream at 11. Then spotlight goes on you. And you talk about having your first wet dream at 7. And yes, it involved a kid from All Dogs Go to Heaven. And I liked her impression of you. Did you notice her voice gets deeper when she does you?
What's up? It's around here. Damn, baby. I recall my first wet dream.
I actually have never had a wet dream. I've had sex dreams, yeah, but I cannot remember a single time I have ever woken up having jizzed my pants, even as a child.
Yeah, same here.
I remember hearing about them in health class, and they sounded terrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up just all sticky. But I never had one.
Yeah. I think I, maybe we were rubbing them out too often.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because some kids weren't masturbating and like,
maybe
it's so sensitive. They just think about it in their dreams.
You too dumb to figure out your own dick? Stupid retards.
But I like the idea of a musical. That'd be funny.
Yeah. I would never do that. We'd never do that. But I do appreciate the voicemail. She ended it by saying her pajamas are awesome. Mm-hmm. Speaking of her pajamas, she is kind of crafty. Mm-hmm. She sews, and mm-hmm, she's been sewing pajamas for like her nieces or something.
Yeah.
I've seen her doing it. They look pretty good. They look like if you had told me you bought those at the store, I'd be like, okay, that looks like you bought it at the store.
Wow.
So they look nice. She has been, I'm going to choose to put it as threatening to make me a pair of pajamas. I asked if they could have the butt flap like cartoon farmers have. And she said yes.
Fuck yes.
She also said that they could have feet. They could be one piece footy pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not. But
you'd have to pick a pattern. Oh, what would it be?
She said that they would be red.
Just flat red. Oh, mm-hmm, man. You got to get more creative.
She said red flannel. No, I like red.
Just straight red? Yeah, okay. No, like, you know, Ninja Turtles.
Where are you going to get Voltron? Ninja Turtles? If you got Ninja Turtles material right now,
yeah,
it would almost certainly be like the 2000 era, yeah, 2003 used Ninja sheets. Turtles. No, not 2000 era used sheets.
I don't know. No,
no, I mean, it would be like the new Turtles.
Yeah, sorry. Got ahead of myself.
But no, red is fine.
Okay, okay. Yeah, red's cool. Fine. That's cool. shit, if you get a pair, I want a pair.
I'll ask her to make yours crotchless.
Crotchless and
nippleless. Like little circle holes for the nipples.
Yes, I'm not kidding. If it's possible.
Can you throw in a crocheted ball gag?
No, that's what I want.
Maybe like a riding crop.
The full body pajamas, but just where the crotch is. It's like knitted and it's like a sack.
I'll ask her to make you a flannel gimp suit. With like the mask with the zippers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would wear it. Let's do this.
Okay. We'll make that out of Ninja Turtles material.
Yeah.
And that's it for the voicemails.
All right.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about? I'm a little bit discouraged now because of the technical difficulties we had earlier.
It just throws me off mentally.
Yeah. I did it. Like there was a story I was going to talk about this. I can count to potato girl.
Oh man.
You know, those memes that go around of Down syndrome kids, yes, and they say hilarious things on them. And
my favorite,
there's one of this girl with Down syndrome that said, I can count to potato, but there are lots of them with this girl. Like they went on some website and found a picture of a girl with Down syndrome and made it into a meme and said hilarious things about it. Well, actually more accurately, her mom found these. They were showing up on Facebook.
Oh, shit.
And there have been articles and I have a video of them talking about it. Do you want to go over that?
Oh, next week.
Okay, we'll get back to I Can Count to Potato
Don't
Girl.
Don't forget. That's fucking great.
So then I think I'm done if you're done.
All right, yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email me at Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can check us out on the Facebook and the Twitters, facebook.com/idgehat and twitter.com/idgehat. There's the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, where you can check out my secret project, although it's not up to date anymore. There's an even better version now that Orion got to see because he's special. And you can talk about the episodes and stuff there. Gary, our pal Gary, he resurrected a really old thread for no reason other than to make a joke about the title of it today.
Yeah.
I don't really know why he did that.
Gary.
It was a really old Miss Nick thread. And she had included the phrase hot nun facials in the post title. And he posted in there today to say, why, where are the hot nun facials? And this was a thread from 2010, I think.
Holy shit.
I don't know if he was just
Gary,
like really not stoned on not weed or what, but I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
But there's the forums. You can check out our Spreadshirt, itchhat.spreadshirt.com, where you can buy a shirt to be as cool as Not Gay Eris. Take pictures of yourself wearing cool, cool glasses. And put them on a Facebook. That'll make me happy.
Especially if you're in front of famous monuments. Yeah.
Yeah. Like take a picture of yourself in front of the Great Pyramid.
Fucking pyramid.
Or the Great Wall of China.
Yep. Yep.
What else? Oh, iTunes.
Yes.
Check us out in iTunes. Review us. Give us 5 stars. Because I love stars. I'll take all the stars I can get. And the most they'll let you give me is 5. So. Yeah.
Might as well.
Lots of stars. Write us great reviews. I'm really spacing out right now. And you can donate, I guess. Yeah. Send us all of your money. Send me money to buy brain pills.
Focus factor.
Mm-hmm. 5-hour energy. And that's it, right?
Yeah, that should do it. Thank you guys for listening. We will check you next week.
Word.